Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Art Moore of WorldNet Daily. And we're going to talk about the Florida election, specifically involving the contest between Rick Scott, who seemed to have beaten Bill Nelson for the U.S. Senate, and then also DeSantis versus Andrew Gillum for the governor of Florida. But let me go ahead and timestamp this interview, because these two races are being contested. This is being recorded on a Friday afternoon during the 2 o'clock hour Eastern time on November 9 in the year of our Lord, 2018. And I want to say that this radio studio is actually housed in Broward County, Florida, which is ground zero in this contest. Art Moore, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here, Jerry. Thanks.
Sure. Now, you're a journalist, and you're in the other part of the country, right? You're in the completely opposite end. You're in the state of Washington, but you're looking at what's going on right here in Broward County. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting being in the state of Washington, because I remember very clearly back in 2004, Republican Dino Rossi was running for governor, and he won by 261 votes out of 2.9 million cast.
Whoa.
And then they had a second count, and the margin was 42 votes. And then the third time, the Democrats asked for a recount, and the Democrat won by 129. And it was the focal point was King County, which is where Seattle is, very liberal-leaning county. And they came up with votes through people voting multiple times, felons, homeless people, and on. And it was the Democrats that clearly were found to have been corrupt. This is not, the opinion of a conspiracy website or whatever. The Seattle Times, the newspaper there, they examined the records, and they found, in fact, that the number of felons who voted was coincidentally equal to the 129 vote margin. Now, there were many more illegal votes, but what's happening in Florida now sounds similar, where the Republican won by a narrow margin, but they keep finding new ballots. This is Broward County and Palm Beach County, but in Broward County, the supervisor there, Brenda Snipes, already has a long record of, at the very least you could say, incompetence, if not corruption. And so Rick Scott, and he seems to be kind of a moderate sort of guy, but he is ordering an investigation by state police into the actions of not just Snipes, but the Palm Beach County supervisor. And he's charging what he sees to be rampant fraud. And they're still counting and not letting people know how many more votes there are to count.
You know, this is really scary, because I know that in the case of Alan West a few years ago, when he was running for re-election for the Congress, his seat had been gerrymandered, and he basically ran in a different place because he had such a low chance where he initially was, where he had won. And then in the second one, he won, it seemed, and then they came up with some sort of box. Oh, they found a box of votes. Oh, we hadn't counted these votes. You know, who knows where they came from? And he ended up losing at the end of the day. And Al Franken beat Norm Coleman in the U.S. Senate, for a U.S. Senate seat in Minnesota about a decade ago. And it was a similar circumstances. Oh, we found a box, not the votes not counted. How does that work?
Well, yeah, I lived in Chicago for a few years. That's where I started working for a daily newspaper. And I remember stories about ballots, particularly in Cook County, infamous Cook County, where Chicago is, being found in ditches or in the trunks of cars. And it's interesting, on election night, just this last Tuesday, I was hearing about, the votes typically out in the panhandle have yet to come in, the count. And then we were hearing, Broward and West Palm haven't reported. They're supposed to report, 30 minutes after the polling stations close. But they don't have a count yet, and it was almost kind of if I remember correctly, whoever was commentating was almost you know, joking that, well, they got to wait and see how many votes they need to make up. You know, they need to wait for the panhandle to give their count. And so I think, you know, there's no doubt that there is corruption taking place. And there has been, obviously, Republican corruption. But I think people who have studied this see that the vast majority are Democrats. And I think that's, obviously, it's not an indictment of all Democrats, but there are these party activists who believe that the end justifies the means. Yeah. I think they have a sense of moral justice in what they're doing, that Republicans are just wrong. And we're seeing, you know, that kind of divide sharpen in our country, where, you know, people on the left are treating the Democratic Party as almost a kind of religion. And so there seems to be almost this this moral aspect to it, where it's justified to adjust the votes because it's just wrong to have a Republican in office.
It's funny you should say this, because Andrew Gillum, when he initially conceded, you know, that he had lost to Ron DeSantis for the governor, he basically said, you know, well, I look forward to the day when the voters in the state will approve that which is good and decent, as opposed to that which is evil. And, you know, I heard somebody commenting on this on the radio. Okay, this person, the lady that was commenting on the radio, she said, I voted for DeSantis. Am I evil, according to Andrew Gillum? And, you know, and then in the meantime, Gillum, I guess, has now said, oh, we better have a recount, you know, now that Nelson's demanding a recount. And I know the votes were close, but still, you know, this idea of, you know, well, it's not just that we don't agree on, you know, we agree with the same idea. We want a better Florida. But how we get there, we may disagree on, you know, the means for that. No, you're evil if you disagree with me and my politics. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And I think part of the problem is that in these campaigns, the candidates are not getting into substantive policy debates. They're not, and this is on Republicans for not explaining why socialized, call it what it is, healthcare is a bad idea, not just in that it, you know, causes problems for people to get access to healthcare and they're having to pay these outrageous premiums for a $15,000 deductible, for example, but it's that it actually encroaches on so many other rights. Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts to, and Reagan, in that famous talk that he gave almost 60 years ago, I think, about, you know, warning how socialized healthcare is kind of like the camel's nose in the tent, in that the state can start telling you what you can eat, what you can't eat, where doctors should work. You need to move to this town because we need more, you know, workers there. It just, there's a whole cascading impact on our liberties. And so we're not having that kind of discussion typically in these campaigns. And so it comes down to personifying the other candidate. And of course, Trump, you know, is a chief example of how he is personified as the epitome of evil. And so many of these voters who actually decide the elections, the so-called independents, so many of them are swayed by emotions, and they're not at all engaged with the policy and understanding that, you know, there are implications for voting for this candidate or that have to do with how we govern things. And there certainly is a philosophy behind it that I wish Republicans would explain more and, you know, flesh out the implications of.
In an article for WorldNet Daily, you wrote this. You said, in the governor's race on Thursday morning, that would be November 8, 2018, Republican Ron DeSantis held a 0.52%, so less than 1%, lead over Gillum, slightly outside the threshold of 0.5. But by Thursday afternoon, the Tallahassee Democrat reported, DeSantis was up by only 0.47%. Florida Secretary of State has yet to announce a recount. Gillum, who conceded Tuesday night, said Thursday in a statement, it has become clear that there are many more outstanding ballots left to count. He insisted every voice must be heard in this race. Well, yes, every voice must be heard. So what are these voices that are, have not been heard and that were not being heard by the deadline, you know, of the voting on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's the same thing that we heard back in 2000 when Florida was the focal point of the Gore.
Yeah, Broward County again. And
yeah,
Palm Beach,
too. Every voice must be heard. And that sounds wonderful. And as you say, we agree to that. But the issue is it an accurate count? And there are reasons why there are laws that say you have to report within 30 minutes of the polls closing. You have to, and this is the other thing they're not abiding by right now, is that they have to, you know, if it's a case of ongoing counting for whatever reason, every 45 minutes they have to give an update, and they're not doing that. They're just waiting until certain periods of time where they can just dump a whole bunch of new ones. And the other thing that Rick Scott is pointing out is that the Republicans are supposed to have representatives in there looking over the shoulder, as the Democrats do, of these ballot counters, these vote counters, and they're keeping them behind a glass wall. They can't even hear what's going on in there.
Whoa.
So there are all kinds of alleged violations. This is what the governor is saying, but even a reporter, there was a local reporter who confronted Brenda Snipes, the election supervisor, and she didn't have any answers as to why the vote was continuing, and she could not answer the question of how many ballots there are left to count.
Mm. Wow. Comment on Marco Rubio. Here's the senior senator. Well, no. He would be the senior senator if Rick Scott does become the junior senator. Otherwise, he's the junior senator from Florida. Anyway, comment on Marco Rubio's comments about this mess in Broward County.
Yeah, he was, you know, warning about the Democrat lawyers descending upon Broward County and Palm Beach. And Trump is actually weighed in on this today. He's taking note of it, and he's pointed out that this Hillary Clinton-linked lawyer with the firm Perkins Coie, which happened to be the firm that was behind the so-called dossier.
Oh, no.
The infamous dossier.
Yeah.
So this is a veteran Democratic legal operative who's being sent down there. And Scott was quoting him. I can only say this is what Scott was saying at one of his news conferences today, is that this guy is on record saying, I'm going down there to not just to make sure that the vote count is accurate, but to make sure that we win, meaning Nelson.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, who's the ultimate arbiter on all this? And by the way, we have less than a minute to go.
Well, you know, certainly the Secretary of State is responsible. The governor, well, this is the funny thing, is, I mean, the current governor is Rick Scott, who's running for that Senate seat. So that's, a lot of people are complaining about the conflict of interest there. But, he certainly has the authority to investigate, and that's what he's doing. And so state authorities, I think they do have, according to law, the right to seize these ballots and make sure that they're counted. So that's where it lies.
Hmm. All right, 30 seconds. Any last comment from Art Moore, WorldNet Daily, WND.com, on the Florida recount in Broward?
Well, yeah, I think this whole thing of voter fraud, you know, a lot of people on the left especially have dismissed it as it just doesn't happen. Or if it does, it's so small it doesn't affect the outcome of elections. It did in Washington State, my state. In Florida, it very well could. And so, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. Florida, very important state to our whole nation in presidential elections, and the governor has a big role in the election in 2020. And the outcome of, you know, the Senate, obviously, in approving Supreme Court nominees. This is huge for our whole nation. We care about what happens in Florida. And clearly, voter fraud is an issue. And worse, if it comes from the officials who are supposed to be preventing it.
Art Moore, WND.com. Thanks so much for being with us, Art.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.